And then they move on somewhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And in Methodist, I mean the Baptist, I used to hear my daddy say, Hannah, you folks get a good, y'all get a Methodist, a Baptist, y'all just keep him to your wear him out. They keep him there sometimes 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He gets old, he couldn't even hear him talk. You know, they lose their voice, they're right. Old. But they keep them.
Uh-huh.
Methodists don't do that, you know.
That's right.
Of course, now my grandfather in Carolina, he's Lutheran. Them German people, they're all Lutherans, you know.
Right.
That's
right. Uh-huh, yeah.
And they Marty Strong over there. Over in Effingham County, too, at Salzburg, they all German people. They settled over there way back.
But your father's people were not the Salzburgers. That was a different bunch.
No, well, his great-grandfather, his grandfather came from Germany. They came over the same time the Salzburgers did.
Oh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
At the same time, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
They settled on the Savannah River. Across the river in South Carolina, on this side, was Effingham County, or Springfield, all that. Nothing but Germans over there. I mean,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, German descent. Good, fine people.
I'm going to go over there and interview there. Somebody
what,
over
what,
there.
What background you've got now? What nationality?
I don't know much. I got my father's side is a little French.
Yeah.
And
What's your name?
My last name is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And but my father's mother was named. That was a French name.
Yeah.
And then my mother's father was a Pascal. That was a French name.
Yes.
But and. Her mother was from Irish. They were Irish. So.
And my mother is Scotch Irish. I heard mother say that.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah. So, a lot of this stuff that I'm doing is about different words that people have for different things, you know, like, what would you call the room in the house where you might have people come and sit? You might have a big room and a fireplace in it or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Boy, she drew the plan of this house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, she drew it up herself?
She drew the plan, I built it.
Yeah?
I didn't do it.
You have just a living room in there?
What?
Living room?
Oh, yeah. You want to look at it?
No, that's all right.
I got a seven-room house here.
Do you? Do you?
I'm trying to keep it. I can't keep it like a woman. A woman just walk through it makes you look better, you know.
Yeah.
Do the best I can.
Yeah.
Keep house cool.
Yeah.
You know, I got a washing machine, everything in there. I learned to do all that when I was small. My brother was two firstings, and my mother, she made girls out of us too, you know. We learned how to do everything. Make up beds, sweep floors, wash dishes. Anything come to cook now, what not.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that.
Mm-hmm.
Come in good, too.
That's good. That's good.
She started out. She ever got sick. I took over.
Uh-huh.
So, uh-huh. I can swing it.
Everybody now to know how to do all that. You can't never tell when you're going to have to do for yourself.
Come in good, I'll tell you.
That's right. Yeah. What about a fireplace? You got a fireplace here?
Yes, ma'am. I got a gas. I put a gas heater in the door. I never had fired it up. I got a nice fireplace.
Yeah. What about when you were growing up? Do you have a fireplace
down
then?
Here, yes, ma'am. Up yonder, it's an old time house. It built 1900.
Uh-huh.
And they had, you know, them double stacked chimneys, you know, fireplace in most every room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one on each side, like?
Yes, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that up here, we had an end one here. And then there's a stacked one in the middle, and they had three fireplaces up at the old place. Two down here when you first set it up.
Yeah. Would you have like a living room in there? Would you ever call it a parlor or anything like that?
Way back, that's what they called them, parlors, but you don't hear that now.
Yeah,
I used to call them parlors. We call them living rooms now.